My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to create an experimental culture in your marketing department. So interesting note, I'll give you an anecdote here. Twitter was actually, back in the day, it's struggling more today, but back in the day when it was really struggling, they're only running, 0.2 tests, right, every week or so. And I might be wrong here, but when they started, I think it's 0.2 tests per week. And then they ramped it up to about, 10 tests or so, right? I think it was per week or per month. But bottom line is they ramped up their testing cadence significantly, right? And after that, their user growth skyrocketed, they went up to a couple hundred million, right? Nowadays it's stagnating, but it's just, an important lesson. You look at Amazon too, Jeff Bezos, right? They run tons of experiments. That's what helps them move so quickly. Driving experiments for a company or a marketing department is really important, because if you think about your department or your company, if you think about it as a product, you can iterate a lot faster. You're okay with making more mistakes, and you celebrate, those occasional wins. But it's really important to create that experimental culture. And I think not enough companies do it. At SingleGrain, we do have an experimental culture. We basically have a experiment meeting where we log into our Growth Hackers Projects tool, which basically manages our marketing experiments. And every single week, someone's required to bring in ideas, and then we'll basically vote, right? And this is still a work in progress. We're trying to make it a lot more productive, but our devs will then look at the experiments, and then we're constantly testing things, right? So a couple episodes ago, I talked about chatbots. I sent a couple of guides to my devs. I said, hey guys, we need to do more around this. Come back to me with a plan. And they came back with a plan. We dump it in as an experiment. Here's the hypothesis. Here's the kind of expected lift that we see from it. And then, versus just saying, let's dump in a bunch of ideas, it's more calculated, right? What are the odds of us succeeding? How long is it going to take? What's the difficulty of it? And how confident are you with the test, right? And then it's rated on a scale of 1 to 10. So it gets a little more complex with growth hackers projects, but you can use even a tool like Trello for free and start running these experiments. But it's important that everyone comes in, not just throwing in an idea there. They actually have to come in with a well thought out, well planned out idea with some plans and also with some data too to back up kind of what they're saying. Otherwise, it's gonna fall all over the place from what we've seen. But it's made a major impact on our business.
So what I do is I force it on everyone, and then as I force it, everyone adapts it within the culture, and then new people just adapt to it right when they start. And what I do is I believe that no opinions are wrong or right. Data is all that matters. I believe that just because you've been doing marketing for 10 plus years doesn't mean you know everything. A lot of times flesh blood have better ideas than people who have been doing this forever. So every Monday, everyone comes up with ideas on tests they want to run. By Tuesday, people select what they want to run. And we select the main ones that we think are good tests. By Wednesday, they need to be implemented. And Friday, we review the results. And we keep doing this. We encourage testing. We don't reward the person who comes up with the winning test or anything like that. But we do give them a pat on the back, tell them good job. And the big thing is it's like everyone keeps testing. We learn from it. And we go over why did a test work on Mondays, right? Because Friday we have the results. So on Monday we discuss why didn't it work? Why did it work? What did we learn? How are we going to improve next time? And we keep adapting from there. And once you start doing all that kind of stuff, what you'll realize is people love testing. They're like, oh, this is cool. This is fun. We see that we're getting stuff done within the company. It's making progress. And they feel good because it's them feeling that they've made a lot of progress within their role. And due to that, they're happy working, right? No one wants to be in a job in which nothing ever gets released, launched, or changed. Everyone wants to feel like they're having an impact within the business.
Go over kind of some mistakes we made around it. So I tried to incentivize at first, right? Whoever kind of has the most winning ideas for a month is going to get $250. You know, that was, I think, you know, now we've shifted it over to, we're going to celebrate, you know, every single month, you know, going to a happy hour or something, that $250 might be spent on that instead. That way, you know, it's not... If you see the same guy winning over and over, or the same gal winning over and over, it becomes kind of discouraging and people aren't going to contribute as much anymore. So that becomes an issue, right? So, you know, that's why we've taken away the incentive. That's why, you know, with Neil's thing, it's just a pat on the back, right? And the other mistake that we made was basically when we voted on ideas, people would raise their hands, right? And then you, again, same kind of concept. Like if you're an intern, most of your ideas aren't going to break through until maybe later, right? But in the very beginning, if you see that none of your ideas are getting voted for, you're just going to crawl into a shell, right? So now it's become more anonymized kind of voting. So just, you know, two mistakes that I made, you know, you can learn from them. You can choose to do whatever you want with it. But I think there's a lot more we can talk about around this, but, you know, we limit these to, you know, a certain amount. So that's it for today's episode. Make sure you create a experimental culture, and we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.